This audio media file created May 6, 2022. By the atgrewup.net PC building, trust binding, truth affirming, dishonesty confronting, informational networking ideal. Comments about this audio, email address, quote, facts don't lie dot hated on dot I died at sign gmail.com, end quote, spelled out fully as facetstdonthiedat sign gmail.com, end quote, I died. Human James Martin Driscoll, born September 1, 1965, hometown San Bernardino, no longer breathing dead, I died. This remains to be of, Patapo not binding. Pound sign Patapo is a very special binding not symbol dating back 200 years ago. The importance of this symbol has been given technology web presence with the key verb of action of quote breaks or overrides end quote. Web document definitions.net, editor's contribution, Patapo is a symbol from the Adinkra, a system of symbols from Ghana in West Africa. It is meant to represent the knot of pacification slash reconciliation, and as such is the symbol for reconciliation, peacemaking and pacification. Patapo represents the bond or knot that binds the separate parties in a dispute to a peaceful, harmonious reconciliation. It is a symbol of peacemaking after strife. The historical age of Adinkra dates back more than two full centuries, and its origin is African wisdom symbolism communications, non-literacy meanings, which are basic root communication structures that even breaks or overrides both written and spoken language barriers between peoples. Patapo is very important and is one of very few symbols in the Adinkra set of over 100 considered a binding not presence unto actual life. To be treated as a serious to actually progress a resolution of a conflicted issue, one involved party can declare an issue and community present and attach the symbol Patapo against or to attach all other involved parties in a conflict or dispute. The Patapo attachment is informing society or community that there is issues here to be placed for reconciliation in peaceful ways. The attachment of Patapo declares binding not until the conflict is resolved and the Patapo binding is therefore peacefully released, unbound slash unattached to any and all parties. End of web document definition. Notation of web presence not binding. The owner of the atgrowup.net peace building and trust binding information network has considered whether or not the web presence binding, as it does mirror the Adinkra philosophical usage dating back more than two centuries. The Patapo combined with the Kramobon honesty binding, the ability to identify the good and the bad by an interlocking knot, whether the Patapo binding would be successful in situations involving persons who are 1. A narcissist, or 2. A psychopath, or 3. A person suffering of a mental illness that should be institutionalized, or 4. Along with a very serious concern, an extremely dangerous consideration if a person was not acting of their own free will, such as a person who is under duress by coercion of an overimplement force of another person or factor. Subsequently, 5, any person who holds substantial interest or intent to disobey any enacted laws by criminal means or by acting as an enemy agent against the United States Constitution. For these kind of persons cannot tell or decide right from wrong at any kind of civil peace-building society, and could not be broken to desire the need to negotiate the presence of reconciliation. They cannot admit their faults for the acts of cruelty toward or against another person. Any typical person who is an inclusive in an information society would not desire to have their identity noted and permanently etched on the web space of binding presence. Binding on the remedy of these matters. Web link document URL, https://secure.ethicspoint.com/domain/mdia/n/gilash561311/index.html. Our commitment. Prospect Medical Holdings is committed to providing employees, staff and others with opportunities to raise questions and concerns. If you have a good faith concern about a regulatory issue, violation of policy or our code of conduct, we encourage you to first raise those issues directly with your supervisor or members of management. You also may ask a question or raise your concern through this help and hotline. When using this helpline, please provide as many details as possible. For example, names, dates, witnesses, details of incidents, so that a thorough review can be conducted. While it is preferable to identify yourself so that we can contact you if we need additional information, you may also report anonymously. Please note that anonymous reports may be difficult to fully investigate without contact information and/or specifics regarding the alleged incidents or events. Reports are kept confidential to the extent possible by law and policy. We also encourage you to contact your HR representative directly if you have an employment concern, including issues relating to harassment, discrimination or a protected class. Prospect and its affiliates may not retaliate against employees who provide confidential information in good faith regarding possible illegal activities in the workplace or who refuse to participate in an activity that violates or otherwise does not comply with the law, If you have additional questions, please reach out to your local compliance officer or the prospect chief compliance and privacy officer. Ethics Point is not a 911 or emergency service. Do not use this site to report events presenting an immediate threat to life or property. Reports submitted through this service may not receive an immediate response. If you require emergency assistance, please contact your local authorities. In California, the Attorney General's office also has a hotline that can be reached at 800-952-5225. Follow dash up on the report code of conduct reporting of compliance. Unethical issues FAQs. To make a report. After you complete your report, you will be assigned a unique code called a report key. Write down your report key and password and keep them in a safe place. After 5-6 business days, use your report key and password to check your report for feedback or questions. Nevex. Copyright 2000-2022 Nevex Global, Incorporated. All rights reserved. Privacy statement pipe acceptable use policy pipe contact Nevex. Gmail MagnaPond. Social media tech pond sign big man killing tech bug. Really fatal. A dark net technology overlay killing people. Really serious. Dash what if. Darknet overlay is intentionally nullifying normalcy into chaos. A division break when requesting digital connections to services. Might I suggest something very sinister needs fixed, and how it can be fixed? Real op human. Net free, May 6, 2022 at 4:59 a.m. Draft to mkb at brightplanet.com, support at cytajabber.com, jaime.melkonoff at prospectmedical.com. CC, seniors.vip at prospectmedical.com, nhtsa.national911 at doc.gov, nhtsamedia at doc.gov, jep-info at mh.edu. Social media tech pond sign big man killing tech bug. Really fatal. A dark net technology overlay killing people. Really serious. On Facebook, web link document URL, https://www.facebook.com/#bigmankillingtechbug/. On Twitter, web link document URL, https://twitter.com/search?q=%23bigmankillingtechbug%src=typed_query_live. man-gesturing-no_1f645-200d-2642-fe0f. Social media tech pond sign big man killing tech bug. Really fatal. A dark net technology overlay killing people. Really serious. PNG. Caption, in real life, there is a big fat evil bug intentionally developed into the internet technology of access. Subject. Social media tech pond sign big man killing tech bug. Really fatal. A dark net technology overlay killing people. Really serious. Dash what if. Darknet overlay is intentionally nullifying normalcy into chaos. A division break when requesting digital connections to services. Might I suggest something very sinister needs fixed, and how it can be fixed? To mkb at brightplanet.com, support at cytajabber.com. CC, seniors.vip at prospectmedical.com, nhtsa.national911 at doc.gov, nhtsamedia at doc.gov. I am commenting on web link document URL, https://quid.lib.image.eta//jip/33364510007.1004?view=text. RGN equals main. White Paper, The Deep Web, Surfacing Hidden Value. Volume 7, Issue 1, Taking License, August, 2001. DOI, weblink document URL, https://doi.org/10.3998/33364510007.104. Permissions. This white paper is a version of the one on the Bright Planet site. Although it is designed as a marketing tool for a program for existing web portals that need to provide targeted, comprehensive information to their site visitors, its insight into the structure of the web makes it worthwhile reading for all those involved in e-publishing. J.A.T. This comment that I am sending you today should be directed to the United States Department of Justice, Office of Justice Programs, F.B.I., and various other law enforcement agencies across the entire United States. Before I begin, this entire text sent to feedback in several locations of Google. This introduction has been sent to cytajabber. Forwarded message, dash. From realophuman. Net, realophuman.net at gmail.com greater than. Date free, May 6, 2022 at 1:35 a.m. Subject what if. Darknet overlay is intentionally nullifying normalcy into chaos. A division break when requesting digital connections to services. To support at cytajabber.com. We were unable to create the thread. Please try again or contact support at cytojabber.com if you still have problems. I am attempting to create a Cytojabber discussion forum, content dash. Can you tell me why there is an error? The use of URLs is mandatory in view of the evidence asserted. Image.png. The subject of this post is placed online with spoken voice narrative at reality audit documentation folder, web link document URL, http://webnimis/realityaudit.life. What is that, you might ask? Typically, any auditing process refers to some form of structured policy compliance or laws conducted by controlling accountability, authority, or agency. A reality audit is a different form of auditing process to an interactive public point of access of a documented snapshot of time that applies to a multifaceted aspect of a certain issue, matter, or conflict that can be comprehensively encapsulated by a time-referenced time capsule. Additionally, at some future point of time, the collection of checkpoint data is once again performed and can be done at one or more future points of time. Each time period can be compared to each other's. Discrepancies then can be audited and corrected. This type of auditing process just described should be put into usable action when such established non-time encapsulating accountability systems have obviously failed. Web link document URL, http://webnimis/realityaudit.life. What is that, you might ask? Typically, any auditing process refers to some form of structured policy compliance or laws conducted by controlling accountability, authority, or agency. A reality audit is a different form of auditing process to an interactive public point of access of a documented snapshot of time that applies to a multifaceted aspect of a certain issue, matter, or conflict that can be comprehensively encapsulated by a time-referenced time capsule. Additionally, at some future point of time, the collection of checkpoint data is once again performed and can be done at one or more future points of time. Each time period can be compared to each other's. Discrepancies then can be audited and corrected. This type of auditing process just described should be put into usable action when such established non-time encapsulating accountability systems have obviously failed. /medical-mental-health-law-matters-standards-of-care/web-link-document-url, http://webnimis/realityaudit.life. What is that, you might ask? Typically, any auditing process refers to some form of structured policy compliance or laws conducted by controlling accountability, authority, or agency. A reality audit is a different form of auditing process to an interactive public point of access of a documented snapshot of time that applies to a multifaceted aspect of a certain issue, matter, or conflict that can be comprehensively encapsulated by a time-referenced time capsule. Additionally, at some future point of time, the collection of checkpoint data is once again performed and can be done at one or more future points of time. Each time period can be compared to each other's. Discrepancies then can be audited and corrected. This type of auditing process just described should be put into usable action when such established non-time encapsulating accountability systems have obviously failed. /medical-mental-health-law-matters-standards-of-care/itajabber.com/ Audiomog, hatif-darknet overlay asintentional enough enormously into shayas how to provide.ogg. How this may sound to readers: assertive, confident. Since this email references crisis services police, the following 911 information is also being provided. Web link document URL, https://www.dot911.gov/. Working together on 911 issues. Detailed photo of windows inside of a Capitol or legislative building, legislation and policy. Couple calling 911 and taking picture of damage to a car following a collision. X generation 911. Detailed photo of phone bill with red circle highlighting 911 costs and fees, costs and funding. Map of United States featuring varying shades of green across the 50 states. 911 stats and data. FirstNet logo featuring symbols for law enforcement, fire, emergency medical services and telecommunication. 911 and FirstNet. 911 telecommunicator smiling wearing headset in front of multiple computer monitors. Telecommunicators and training. Row of United States flags blowing in wind. Federal funding programs. Digital icons featuring a series of connecting lock cybersecurity. Hamp typing on laptop resources for states. Detail shot of hearing aid and elderly man's ear ensuring access. Close dash up of hand texting on smartphone text dash to dash 911. 911 Education Coalition log of public education. nhtsa.national911@.gov. Media requests, please contact. nhtsa.media@.gov. 1200 New Jersey Avenue SC, Washington DC 20590. If you need emergency assistance, dial 911 immediately. Emergency assistance is not available through the National 911 program. The 911 GOT website is maintained by the National 911 program, which is housed within the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's Office of Emergency Medical Services. This email will be archived at weblink document URL, http://webnimis/realityaudit.life. What is that, you might ask? Typically, any auditing process refers to some form of structured policy compliance or laws conducted by controlling accountability, authority, or agency. A reality audit is a different form of auditing process to an interactive public point of access of a documented snapshot of time that applies to a multifaceted aspect of a certain issue, matter, or conflict that can be comprehensively encapsulated by a time reference time capsule. Additionally, at some future point of time, the collection of checkpoint data is once again performed and can be done at one or more future points of time. Each time period can be compared to each other's. Discrepancies then can be audited and corrected. This type of auditing process just described should be put into usable action when such established non-time encapsulating accountability systems have obviously failed. /medical-mental-health-law-matters-standards-of-care/itajabber.com/weblink document URL, http://webnimis/realityaudit.life. What is that, you might ask? Typically, any auditing process refers to some form of structured policy compliance or laws conducted by controlling accountability, authority, or agency. A reality audit is a different form of auditing process to an interactive public point of access of a documented snapshot of time that applies to a multifaceted aspect of a certain issue, matter, or conflict that can be comprehensively encapsulated by a time reference time capsule. Additionally, at some future point of time, the collection of checkpoint data is once again performed and can be done at one or more future points of time. Each time period can be compared to each other's. Discrepancies then can be audited and corrected. This type of auditing process just described should be put into usable action when such established non-time encapsulating accountability systems have obviously failed. /911.gov/weblink document URL http://webnimis/realityaudit.life. What is that, you might ask? Typically, any auditing process refers to some form of structured policy compliance or laws conducted by controlling accountability, authority, or agency. A reality audit is a different form of auditing process to an interactive public point of access of a documented snapshot of time that applies to a multifaceted aspect of a certain issue, matter, or conflict that can be comprehensively encapsulated by a time reference time capsule. Additionally, at some future point of time, the collection of checkpoint data is once again performed and can be done at one or more future points of time. Each time period can be compared to each other's. Discrepancies then can be audited and corrected. This type of auditing process just described should be put into usable action when such established non-time encapsulating accountability systems have obviously failed. /medical-mental-health-law-matters-standards-of-care/crisis-text-line/realityaudit-medical-mental-health-law-matters-standards-of-care/. Among other folders, and especially these folders should be noted, weblink document URL, http://webnimis/realityaudit.life. What is that, you might ask? Typically, any auditing process refers to some form of structured policy compliance or laws conducted by controlling accountability, authority, or agency. A reality audit is a different form of auditing process to an interactive public point of access of a documented snapshot of time that applies to a multifaceted aspect of a certain issue, matter, or conflict that can be comprehensively encapsulated by a time reference time capsule. Additionally, at some future point of time, the collection of checkpoint data is once again performed and can be done at one or more future points of time. Each time period can be compared to each other's. Discrepancies then can be audited and corrected. This type of auditing process just described should be put into usable action when such established non-time encapsulating accountability systems have obviously failed. /FBI/gov/index/FBI/gov icon name last modified size description parent directory dash Der 310-740-5471/2022-04-2812-48-. Der Christopher-Miner/2022-04-2812-48-. Der Gmail-automatic reply external email-re-circumflex not sign 150.00 payment to ego to der GmbH was unsuccessful again underscore file slash 2022-04-2810-48-. Der Kminer at FBI Gup slash 2022-04-2812-48-. Text gmail-automatic reply external email-re-circumflex not sign 150.00 payment to ego to der GmbH was unsuccessful again. HTM 2022-04-2859-419K. PDF with-c-that-truth-but-you-all-can't-talk-to-me-because.pdf 2022-04-2811582.4m. Web link document URL, http://webnimis/realityaudit.life. What is that, you might ask? Typically, any auditing process refers to some form of structured policy compliance or laws conducted by controlling accountability, authority, or agency. A reality audit is a different form of auditing process to an interactive public point of access of a documented snapshot of time that applies to a multifaceted aspect of a certain issue, matter, or conflict that can be comprehensively encapsulated by a time-referenced time capsule. Additionally, at some future point of time the collection of checkpoint data is once again performed and can be done at one or more future points of time. Each time period can be compared to each other's. Discrepancies then can be audited and corrected. This type of auditing process just described should be put into usable action when such established non-time encapsulating accountability systems have obviously failed. /medical-mental-health-law-matters-standards-of-care/ojp.gov, United States Department of Justice, Office of Justice Programs, the source top creations of law enforcement policing policies, adherence, accountability, integrity to uphold all laws under an active of the United States of America. Failure to direct all subordinate officers to down to local city police to enforce and obey our laws, instant treason, defensive acts must be carried out by any citizen possible. Arrests not trustworthy. Documentary proofs, secure such documents, if in danger. Carry the law of moral actions. Shoot first and ask questions later. More than one would or could sacrifice your plan. And person from anywhere and everywhere not corrupted from this hate manifesto. No more time. Your sworn officer to defend us and the pound sign social contract has failed. No ghosting. /index/medical-mental-health-law-matters-standards-of-care/ojp.gov, United States Department of Justice, Office of Justice Programs, the source top creations of law enforcement policing policies, adherence, accountability, integrity to uphold all laws under an active of the United States of America. Failure to direct all subordinate officers to down to local city police to enforce and obey our laws, instant treason, defensive acts must be carried out by any citizen possible. Arrests not trustworthy. Documentary proofs, secure such documents, if in danger. Carry the law of moral actions. Shoot first and ask questions later. More than one would or could sacrifice your plan. And person from anywhere and everywhere not corrupted from this hate manifesto. No more time. Your sworn officer to defend us and the pound sign social contract has failed. No ghosting. Icon name last modified size description parent directory dash. Der email slash 2022-04-22805- Der HTML SLASH 2022-04-22-1638- Der MP3 slash 2022-03-15-1533- Der AUG slash 2022-04-22437- Der outside dash moral agency dash directive dash national security dash contact dash OGP slash 2022-04-24-1620- Der PDF SLASH 2022-04-2313-02- Der slash 2022-03-15-1532- Googling, darknet, gives you these similar definitions. A darknet or darknet is an overlay network within the internet that can only be accessed with specific software, configurations, or authorization, one, and often uses a unique customized communication protocol. Two typical darknet types are social networks, 2, usually used for file hosting with a peer-to-peer connection, 3, an anonymity proxy network such as Tor via an anonymized series of connections. 4, dash. Imagine a world of law enforcement policing policy nationwide, especially in matters of homeland security that have not truly been in the full interest of all, every single American. Imagine that the world of law enforcement nationally has a hate problem that is more nationally than just locally isolated to one county of one state of our nation, that being the police gangs of the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Office. Imagine that this is actually a national scope problem and is one major expanse of massive mischievous marble of molding much that must be placed into an immediate emphasis of importance onto the research that must be expanded to the entire nation as a full scope defined policing crisis. With PBS NewsHour and Frontline program titles such as Has Policing in America Gone Too Far? May 26, 2018, 4:01 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. What it will take to reform policing, according to three experts. May 25, 2021, 6:53 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Frontline. Policing the Police 2020. A whole season of programs up to 19 here, wow. Season 2020, Episode 19, Pipe 54 meters, 20 seconds pipe. 2/3 of black Americans don't trust the police to treat them equally. Most white Americans do. Politics Junk 5, 2020 noon p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Race Matters, America in Crisis, a PBS NewsHour special. Dash etc. Imagine a world in which the Bureau of Consumer Protection pipe Federal Trade Commission's adherence and accountability policy has not truly been in the full interest of all, every single American. That was the platform that Democratic Elizabeth Warren ran on for the 2020 presidential election cycle. Weblink document URL, https://www.vox.com/2019/16/2086721-6/Elizabeth-Warren-Anti-Corruption-Bill. Elizabeth Warren's first priority as president, ending government corruption. Warren's bold plan to crack down on corruption in Washington, explained. By Ellen Ilson, updated Oct. 7, 2019, 12:41 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Imagine a world where law enforcement does not enforce the law because actually there is a major issue with hate infiltrations across the national scope of all policing agencies. Imagining that, police officers are breaking their oath of office and breaking trust, and violating the rights of many, many Americans. Imagine a world where law enforcement is not honoring and complying with their pledge and oath of public office. Imagine there is a pledge different than a pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America but are actually, in a major way, are actually engaged in a silent type of warfare against our citizens known by names such as psychological warfare, cyber warfare, and informational warfare even if such a state of war has not been publicly announced by federal authorities. Imagine that the Los Angeles Sheriff expressed and confirmed that the infiltration of these hate memberships in law enforcement has indeed been achieved nationally. That statement is real and not just wondrous want-to-be bragging of exaggerations. In transcript, #BreakfastClub/SriziCastle/LastGangs. Cerise Castle breaks down the history of LA deputy gangs, her journey in journalism plus more. 91,113 views. May 8, 2022. Weblink document URL, https://u2.b/3gh37a3ay?t=944. 1534. Yeah, questioned when the sheriff is asked about deputy gangs, and he says, well, they don't exist, but then turns around and says, but I'm the only one who did something about it. When somebody questions him about that, what is his the response? He really just will talk circles around it. You know, he'll, and he's very illogical. He'll make those two claims that contradict each other in the same sentence and just go with it because that's an acknowledgement that they exist. That right there should warrant some type of higher investigation. I would think, right, I would agree with you. Yeah, he's also said that there are gangs in every police department in this country, which is terrifying. Yeah, that's definitely not okay. Dash. Imagine there is a dark web overlay that affects and targets Americans abnormal to what should be expected by technology. Where there is a darknet overlay affecting many aspects of normal society. Imagine the cause and effect of how this is actually creating chaos instead of peace, where peace officers are not dedicated to peace, but dedicated to violence and war. How is law enforcement involved in protecting and enabling the researched findings of realism ground on the National Institutes of Health, NIH.gov, National Institutes of Health, under the subject of gang stalking? Three separate research findings at NIH can be searched at weblink document URL, https://search. NIH.gov-National Institutes of Health/search. UTFATE=%E2%9C%93% and affiliate=ME and query=gang stalking and commit=search. What is gang stalking is the inter-connected commons of fault that could not be addressed in our national scope debates? My name is James Martin Driscoll, and I identify as a targeted individual of gang-stalking since 2005, even though I only first became aware of the term in late 2019. How to prove it? Weblink document URL, http://webnimis.com/realityaudit.life. What is that, you might ask? Typically, any auditing process refers to some form of structured policy compliance or laws conducted by controlling accountability, authority, or agency. A reality audit is a different form of auditing process to an interactive public point of access of a documented snapshot of time that applies to a multifaceted aspect of a certain issue, matter, or conflict that can be comprehensively encapsulated by a time-referenced time capsule. Additionally, at some future point of time, the collection of checkpoint data is once again performed and can be done at one or more future points of time. Each time period can be compared to each other's. Discrepancies then can be audited and corrected. This type of auditing process just described should be put into usable action when such established non-time encapsulating accountability systems have obviously failed. /medical-mental-health-law-matters-standards-of-care/itajabber.com/hatif-docnet-overlay-assintentional-analophic-normacy-into-shay-dash-how-to-provide.ogg. How to prove it? More documented evidence dash personal experiences. Weblink document URL, http://webnimis.com/realityaudit.life. What is that, you might ask? Typically, any auditing process refers to some form of structured policy compliance or laws conducted by controlling accountability, authority, or agency. A reality audit is a different form of auditing process to an interactive public http://.https/.point-of-access of a documented snapshot of time that applies to a multifaceted aspect of a certain issue, matter, or conflict that can be comprehensively encapsulated by a time-referenced time capsule. Additionally, at some future point of time, the collection of checkpoint data is once again performed and can be done at one or more future points of time. Each time period can be compared to each other's. Discrepancies then can be audited and corrected. This type of auditing process just described should be put into usable action when such established non-time encapsulating accountability systems have obviously failed. Weblink document URL, http://webnimis.com/realityaudit.life. What is that, you might ask? Typically, any auditing process refers to some form of structured policy compliance or laws conducted by controlling accountability, authority, or agency. A reality audit is a different form of auditing process to an interactive public http://.https/.point-of-access of a documented snapshot of time that applies to a multifaceted aspect of a certain issue, matter, or conflict that can be comprehensively encapsulated by a time-referenced time capsule. Additionally, at some future point of time, the collection of checkpoint data is once again performed and can be done at one or more future points of time. Each time period can be compared to each other's. Discrepancies then can be audited and corrected. This type of auditing process just described should be put into usable action when such established non-time encapsulating accountability systems have obviously failed. /URL/personal experiences of James Martin Driscoll. Weblink document URL, http://webnimis.com/realityaudit.life. What is that, you might ask? Typically, any auditing process refers to some form of structured policy compliance or laws conducted by controlling accountability, authority, or agency. A reality audit is a different form of auditing process to an interactive public http://.https/.point-of-access of a documented snapshot of time that applies to a multifaceted aspect of a certain issue, matter, or conflict that can be comprehensively encapsulated by a time-referenced time capsule. Additionally, at some future point of time, the collection of checkpoint data is once again performed and can be done at one or more future points of time. Each time period can be compared to each other's. Discrepancies then can be audited and corrected. This type of auditing process just described should be put into usable action when such established non-time encapsulating accountability systems have obviously failed. /URL/personal experiences of James Martin Driscoll. Weblink document URL, http://webnimis.com/realityaudit.life. What is that, you might ask? Typically, any auditing process refers to some form of structured policy compliance or laws conducted by controlling accountability, authority, or agency. A reality audit is a different form of auditing process to an interactive public point of access of a documented snapshot of time that applies to a multifaceted aspect of a certain issue, matter, or conflict that can be comprehensively encapsulated by a time-referenced time capsule. Additionally, at some future point of time, the collection of checkpoint data is once again performed and can be done at one or more future points of time. Each time period can be compared to each other's. Discrepancies then can be audited and corrected. This type of auditing process just described should be put into usable action when such established non-time encapsulating accountability systems have obviously failed. Disturbedly against the USA/03/personal experiences of James Martin Driscoll. Web link document URL, http://webnimis/reality-audit.life. What is that, you might ask? Typically, any auditing process refers to some form of structured policy compliance or laws conducted by controlling accountability, authority, or agency. A reality audit is a different form of auditing process to an interactive public point of access of a documented snapshot of time that applies to a multifaceted aspect of a certain issue, matter, or conflict that can be comprehensively encapsulated by a time-referenced time capsule. Additionally, at some future point of time, the collection of checkpoint data is once again performed and can be done at one or more future points of time. Each time period can be compared to each other's. Discrepancies then can be audited and corrected. This type of auditing process just described should be put into usable action when such established non-time encapsulating accountability systems have obviously failed. /URL/disturbedly against the USA/04/a screen capture video of YouTube commenting, Dr. Records, and LabCorp Records. Do you have an unusual report of Google reviews similar to those reported in this subject? If so, can you please provide the URLs and I will add them to the following, dash. Do you have any questions? End of message to Cytojabber. I am definitely a prospect medical group patient. Image 3.png. Image 6.png. This document is referenced, web link document URL, https://secure.ethics.com/domain/media/n/gilash561311/compliance.pdf. Note, this PDF does not seem to be created in PDF proper format. OCR from PDF in text. Page break. Page, 1 of 4, Prospect Medical. Category, Corporate Title, Reporting Compliance and Other Regulatory Issues Policy. Effective date 10/10/2019. Printed copies are for reference only. Please refer to the electronic copy for the latest version. The purpose of this policy is to establish a process for covered staff, as defined below, to report compliance and other regulatory issues, including issues related to prospects' code of conduct, policies and procedures, and applicable laws and regulations, so that they can be appropriately reviewed and addressed. 2. Scope. This policy applies to all prospect employees, regardless of employment status, full-time, part-time, per diem, and physicians or other medical staff with contractual arrangements and /administrative positions with prospect-covered staff. 3. Definitions. 1. Compliance Hotline is the Compliance Ethics and Action Hotline, which is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, by telephone or via the website at 1-844-THICK, 1-844-763-8432, or web link document URL, https://prospect.ethicspoint.com. 2. Compliance issue is an actual or potential issue that relates to any of the following: a. Prospect's code of conduct, b. Patient privacy, c. Coding, documentation, billing or reimbursement, d. Accreditation and/or practitioner credentialing, e. Patient's rights, f. Financial incentives from or to a patient or a referral source, STARP laws and/or anti-kickback statute, g. Conflict of interest, h. Medical necessity, I. Quality of care and/or regulatory standards. 3. Prospect is defined as Prospect Medical Holdings, including its hospitals, clinics, and its wholly-owned subsidiaries and affiliated entities. 4. Prospect Finance Policies means Prospect's policies and procedures relating to its financial and accounting practices and standards. 5. SSE Policy means the Prospect Adverse and Serious Safety Event Reporting Policy. Page break. Page 2 of 4-Prospect Medical. Category, corporate title, reporting compliance and other regulatory issues policy. Effective date 10/10/2019. Printed copies are for reference only. Please refer to the electronic copy for the latest version. IV. Policy. Prospect expects its covered staff to report compliance issues or other regulatory issues as described by this policy as soon as possible after becoming aware of the issue or concern. 1. General duty to report. Covered staff who become aware of a compliance issue, other regulatory issue or possible violation of prospect policies and procedures, including prospect finance policies, should promptly inform their supervisor. Covered staff also can report issues or concerns to a director, vice-president, facility or anti-compliance officer, CO, chief compliance and privacy officer, or through the compliance hotline. 2. To whom to report? A supervisor, director or vice-president who receives a report of a compliance issue should promptly escalate the concern to the facility/anti-compliance officer or chief compliance and privacy officer or chief human resources officer, as appropriate. 3. Report on government audits investigations. Notices of government audits and investigations should be reported immediately to prospect's general counsel with a copy to the facility compliance officer and/or chief compliance and privacy officer. 4. Report on serious adverse events, risk incidents and surveys. Serious adverse events should be reported to the facility/entity quality or risk officer and the regional vice president of quality and patient safety immediately in accordance with the SSE policy. Risk incidents or events, including professional conduct, workplace violence, verbal or physical threats or actions, security issues and reportable events, should be reported in the Catalyst system or comparable system until such time as Catalyst is fully implemented. The facility/entity quality or risk officer and the regional vice president of quality and patient safety also should be informed immediately when government surveyors are in the facility or notify the facility/entity of an upcoming survey or inspection. 5. Mandated reporter obligations. Mandated reporters also have an obligation to report known or suspected abuse or neglect as defined under state law to the appropriate state authority. You may consult with a local compliance officer or the chief compliance and privacy officer if you have questions about these obligations. 6. Reporting harassment, discrimination and retaliation, issues or concerns involving harassment, discrimination or retaliation, including sexual harassment, or possible violation of a prospect human resource policy, should be reported to the facility human resources officer. Page break. Page 3 of 4, Prospect Medical. Category, corporate title, reporting compliance and other regulatory issues policy. Effective date 10/10/2019. Printed copies are for reference only. Please refer to the electronic copy for the latest version. 7. No retaliation. It is not permitted to retaliate against covered staff who raise compliance issues and/or other concerns in good faith regarding possible illegal activities in the workplace. Any covered staff who engages in retaliation would be disciplined in accordance with prospect policies and procedures and the employee handbook. 8. Enforcement. Covered staff who do not comply with this policy may be subject to appropriate performance management pursuant to all applicable policies and procedures, up to and including termination. Such performance management may also include modification of compensation, including any merit or discretionary compensation awards, as allowed by applicable law. V. Procedure 1. Covered staff are expected to cooperate with those departments responsible for reviewing and investigating compliance issues and other regulatory matters, including the Offices for Compliance, Risk, Quality, Human Resources and Legal Counsel. Covered staff cooperation means responding promptly, completely and accurately to requests related to reviews and investigations. 2. Covered staff also may report matters via the compliance hotline. While it is preferable for individuals to identify themselves so the information can be investigated thoroughly and promptly, issues also may be reported anonymously. Reports to the compliance hotline are kept confidential, to the extent possible. Calls are not recorded, nor can they be traced back to the caller. 3. Potential compliance and ethical issues reported to the compliance hotline will be reviewed to identify the compliance-related matters and to determine the authenticity and credibility of the information provided by the persons making the report. 4. Upon receipt of a report of a compliance issue or other regulatory issue, the relevant office will review and address in accordance with their respective procedures and will coordinate with other offices, consultants and/or counsel with expertise regarding the relevant topic, as appropriate. Page break. Page 4 of 4-Prospect Medical. Category, corporate title, reporting compliance and other regulatory issues policy. Effective date 10/10/2019. Printed copies are for reference only. Please refer to the electronic copy for the latest version. 6. References. OIG's Compliance Program Guidance for Hospitals 63 FR 8987. February 23, 1998. OIG's Supplemental Compliance Program Guidance for Hospitals 70 FR 4858. January 27, 2005. Page break. Dash. Weblink document URL, https://www.respectmedical.com/about-us/leadership/home/about-us. Leadership. Jim Brown, Chief Executive Officer-Prospect Medical Systems. Sherry McBride, Chief Operating Officer-Prospect Medical Systems. Dr. Derek Lanier, Chief Medical Officer-Prospect Medical Systems. Lily Kim, Chief Financial Officer-Prospect Medical Systems. Jaime Melkonov, Senior Vice President Business Strategy and Development-Prospect Medical Systems. For inquiries on business development/client/services, please contact Jaime Melkonov at jaime.melkonov@prospectmedical.com or 562-583-5802. Prospect Medical. 600 City Parkway West, Suite 800, Orange, California 92868, Pipe 800-708-3230. Facebook. Can you explain these Google reviews for Prospect Medical Group? Weblink document URL, https://www.google.com/search?Merck Client=Firefox-B-D&Q=Prospect+Medical+Group#PoundSign:LRD=0x80DCD828A82B0x2C314B66636232C2,1 Prospect Medical. 600 City Parkway W Suite 800, Orange, California. Write a review. 1.8 stars of 5.029 reviews. People often mention. JM. JM 1 star of 5. 16 reviews. A day ago. New. While by reading these negative reviews, now I understand how this medical group it is unorganized. They are good to give you authorization to see a specialist but sadly, their doctors no longer wants to work or accept this medical group insurance, and if you are lucky enough to get a good doctor/surgeon then you have the problem of getting the second doctor/surgeon to work together in the same hospital. This medical group causes more harm to patient than provide healthcare to patient with cancer. Just run away from this medical group. This group should be closed. Alabama Albi Holub 4 stars of 5. Local guide Medell.155 reviews Medell.644 photos. A month ago. I needed to see a specialist, they contacted one on my behalf and doctor returned my call the same day. I couldn't ask for better, worked out great. Rosanna Alcala 1 star of 5 stars. 14 reviews. 2 months ago. This medical group causes patient harm, they have no sense of any urgency for members and they could care less about their members. Prompt Medical Group is the most incompetent medical group. Customer services has different stories when you call, authorizations Prompt does not know the difference of stato or routine, managers refuse to get on the line to speak to members. Worst medical group. Janet Mueller 1 star of 5 stars. 1 review. 5 months ago. Run, don't walk away from this medical group. We made the mistake of going with HealthNet HMO a few years ago and this medical group was the only option we had. I had been receiving a drug for a chronic medical condition for 4 years and Prospect Medical Group refused to cover it. The pharmacist claimed my dose was too high and quoted antiquated pharmacy studies to back up his denial. I also had to go outside of my residential area of South Orange County to obtain GYN and mammogram services. Then when flu season came and our primary doctor did not do flu shots in his office, the medical group expected us to drive 20 miles to their main office in Northern Orange County in the middle of the day during the work week to get our vaccines. We opted to pay out of pocket and got them at Costco. Lily Walters Schermerhorn 1 star of 5 stars. 9 reviews Medell.6 photos. 6 months ago. If you run the senior plan, we only had one pain management specialist available for my husband in Orange County, Synovation. Even though 4 times we had his neural spinal stimulator fixed when we lived in Los Angeles County. The minute we moved to Orange County it all of a sudden couldn't be fixed by anybody. We finally switched over to Kaiser. Our GP told us they've had lots of complaints about that pain management company. Marta R. 1 star of 5 stars. 2 reviews. 6 months ago. Run away from them ASAP. Nathan Bray 1 star of 5 stars. Local guide Medell.81 reviews Medell.38 photos. 9 months ago. 0/0 stars. I have tried dozens of times to reach Prospect for help with a simple thing, a regular medical exam. They don't answer, or the phone system simply hangs up on me every time I call and select the English menu options. John Lindemulder, 1 star of 5 stars. 3 reviews. 9 months ago. Wave Imaging is the worst imaging service imaginable. I suppose it was the cheapest service available to save money. Forget about the patient. John Messina, 1 star of 5 stars. 10 months ago. Richard Kim, 1 star of 5 stars. 1 review. A year ago. This group should not be in business as a medical group or EPL. They are unorganized in managing insurance authorizations during critical and time-sensitive situations such as a patient who needs immediate attention to treat cancer. The PCP, oncologist and insurance have all pointed to this medical group as the issue. I will be contacting BBB and advise others who engage with this group with similar negative experience to do the same. Sarah Runge, 1 star of 5 stars. 2 reviews. A year ago. Terrible dash only contracted with doctors over 40 miles away, but tell me I have to go to a doctor within 30 miles of my house to have covered services. Will be contracted with a specific OB, but not the hospital at which she delivers. So I can see one doctor through my whole pregnancy, but not on the day of delivery. I've spent hours on the phone with this medical group to try and understand their asinine policies and no one gives a straight answer. Avoid at all costs. Margaret Russell, 1 star of 5 stars. 65 reviews. A year ago. The worst I've ever encountered. Brett in Deaver S. Campbell, 5 stars of 5 stars. 2 reviews. 2 years ago. Jeff Phillips, 1 star of stars. 6 reviews. 2 years ago. The only reason I tolerate the extra dash ordinary incompetence of this group is because my doc of over a decade is in the medical group. It has so far been impossible for me to get med supplies without using an approved source, and so far the only source approved, SG Medical, has turned out to be completely useless. If you have any way to avoid this group, by all means do so. Sean Campfield, 5 stars of 5 stars. 4 reviews. 3 years ago. I can't understand why some seem to have had such bad experiences with Prospect. I've never had a problem, and I've run the gauntlet when it comes to health problems. Prospect has given me top-tier care for everything from a brown recluse bite and skin graft to amputation of a toe for a bone infection. Hospital stays were comfortable, home care nurses as needed and great aftercare attention by Tanya following up. In all of this I've had only one small issue, and it's a lab that wasn't paid the time sure will get resolved when I call them. S. Hall, 1 star of 5 stars. 5 reviews. 3 years ago. I don't know where to start with my complaints. When my mother was in a car accident she was to go to a rehabilitation center. After I inspected several of the options, I told Prospect my choice. They said that they didn't have a contract with that center. Even though the center had Prospect in their marketing brochures and they were in the Prospect book of providers. Nope. Can't go there. When I asked the rehab center why Prospect is in their brochure, they said they did have a contract and Prospect was just trying to force us onto a less expensive center. After insisting, Prospect finally relented. For the entire time she was in the rehab, not one doctor came to see her. We're talking weeks. When she had to make an appointment with a foot doctor, Prospect said that she would have to be transported in a stretcher because she was a fall risk. They would not approve a wheelchair transport even though she was rehabbing with a walker and wheelchair. Come to find out, stretcher transports are not covered, so they were forcing her to pay. The doctor we were going to see wouldn't see her, which was fine because we were at the end of the time allotted for insurance to pay for the rehab center. When I complained about the fact that she didn't need a stretcher, they insisted that she did. High risk. But that same day, they said she had to leave the rehab. If she was such a high risk, why did they discharge her so quickly? Lies, inexcusable cutting of costs, all added up to our switching providers immediately after her release. Not only would I give less than 1 star, would that be possible, but I would have reported their deceitful practices had I not been able to get the heck away from them. Nazrin Ashraf, 1 star of 5 stars. 11 reviews. 3 years ago. This is the worst group. My son went to their contracted emergency room Placentia Linda and they have not paid the physician's bill. This is not the first time they keep denying and you have to keep calling. Horrible service both with the group and Placentia Linda. Newton Melville, 1 star of 5 stars. 1 review. 3 years ago. This is the worst people to deal with. I have been member for 2 months. First they denied to refill my prescription, too expensive. Next I can't see my primary doctor that I've been going for 30 years because they don't do business with him no more. Now I am sick and went to hospital I've been going for over 25 years only to find out they no longer do business with them. When I joined both was available and in 2 months both are no longer doing business with them. The funny part is they transfer to this hospital. I've been here almost 48 hours. I had to ask for the doctor so far. I only seen him once, not getting any better, just the same as when I got here. Alex S. Alex S. 1 star of 5 stars. 55 reviews. 3 years ago. Those. Jennifer Karen. Jennifer Karen 4 stars 5 stars. 3 reviews. 3 years ago. If you need quick prescription and referral to the specialist, this place is best option. No waiting line. Always fast. I have been at this location twice. Mike Kraft. Mike Kraft 1 star of 5 stars. 1 review. 3 years ago. Absolutely the worst medical group. Approved my cardiologist once and then denied his second request. Customer service is horrible. Cannot talk to supervisor because they're all busy. Wonder why. Was told to contact Secure Horizons because there was nothing they could do for me when they are the ones denying the requests. Very difficult to work with. I wish I could leave negative stars. Michelle Belding. Michelle Belding 5 stars of 5 stars. 6 reviews. 3 years ago. Tanya aftercare nurse has been a wonderful blessing in my life, assisting my ex-husband with all his health issues. She is supportive and so very kind. Thanks so much for your dedication to your patients. Alicia Cole. Alicia Cole 1 star of 5 stars. Local guide Medell.31 reviews. 3 years ago. The worst medical group ever. They only pick 1 and 2 star hospitals and nursing facilities. None of the doctors they choose have over 1 or 2 stars. If you have this medical group, get out of it quickly. They do not care for the elderly. They transferred my uncle from a good hospital to one that is terrible. They put my 93 years uncle in a rehab center that has 1 star and the review said it is below average, but they still sent a 93 year old man there. Update: look below at how long it took them to respond. Sorry to say, my uncle passed away from sepsis from one of the hospitals you sent him to. Justin to Sirkani. Justin to Sirkani 1 stars of 5 stars. 2 reviews. Medell.1 photo. 3 years ago. Horrible place. All the doctor that you get referred to by this group at 1 or 2 star ratings, they are money collecting machine. Bond Halbert. Bond Halbert 1 stars of 5 stars. 4 reviews. 3 years ago. Worst insurance for anything semi-urgent like a broken bone. Between their incompetent primary care physicians, terrible urgent care centers, and their slow referral system, it will take a week or more to get my son's broken arm into a cast. I hope all of the staff members break their bones and have to wait just as long due to their terrible service. Diane Olszewsk. Diane Olszewsk 1 star of 5 stars. 2 reviews. 3 years ago. Just changed to them. Mistake. Made sure all my doctors were on their plan. Mistake. Prospect knows nothing about my health problems, nor do they care. They want me to go to all different doctors. Guess I'll be looking for a new insurance company. In the meantime, no healthcare, unless I want to pay for it. Grace Hine. Grace Hine 1 star of 5 stars. 1 review. 3 years ago. Their management is really bad, especially department is not helpful and so rude. Bob Bendat. Bob Bendat 5 stars of 5 stars. 11 reviews. 3 years ago. I had a full knee replacement. The doctor that I was referred to by prospect, Christopher 9, was in my opinion, top tier. Follow-up was great. I was sent to a rehab center for follow-up exercise, which I fastidiously attended 3 times a week and did a did-only exercise at home as directed. I couldn't really have asked for better results. I found Prospect Medical to be a good company to work with. J.C. Cohen. J.C. Cohen 1 stars of 5 stars. 11 reviews. 6 years ago. Warning. Do not use Prospect Medical for any health-related issue, especially for any family members. They are very difficult to work with and unorganized. Obviously, when you are looking for medical assistance, one would naturally want a company that is helpful and organized when health is involved. Explain these Google reviews. My previous primary care, California Medical Clinic. 16701 Valley Boulevard, Fontana, California. Write a review. 2.2 of 5.0 reviews, 52 reviews. These reviews are placed onto this presentation page, web link document URL, http://webnimis/realityaudit.life. What is that, you might ask? Typically, any auditing process refers to some form of structured policy compliance or laws conducted by controlling accountability, authority, or agency. A reality audit is a different form of auditing process to an interactive public https://.https/.access of a documented snapshot of time that applies to a multifaceted aspect of a certain issue, matter, or conflict that can be comprehensively encapsulated by a time-referenced time capsule. Additionally, at some future point of time, the collection of checkpoint data is once again performed and can be done at one or more future points of time. Each time period can be compared to each other's. Discrepancies then can be audited and corrected. This type of auditing process just described should be put into usable action when such established non-time encapsulating accountability systems have obviously failed. /URL/commit-google-revf/. Explain these reviews. Web link document URL, https://www.satajabber.com/revf/crisis-text-line.org. Crisis text line. 48 reviews. www.crisistextline.org. Write a review, ask a question. Ratings on other platforms. Trustpilot. Image.gif. 3.1. Corporate values. Overview. Crisis Text Line has a consumer rating of 1.56 stars from 48 reviews, indicating that most customers are generally dissatisfied with their purchases. Consumers complaining about Crisis Text Line most frequently mention mental health problems. Crisis Text Line ranks 52nd among nonprofit sites. Crisis Text Line. 48 reviews. www.crisistextline.org. Write a review, ask a question. Ratings on other platforms. Trustpilot. Image.gif. 3.1. Corporate values. Overview. Crisis Text Line has a consumer rating of 1.56 stars from 48 reviews, indicating that most customers are generally dissatisfied with their purchases. Consumers complaining about Crisis Text Line most frequently mention mental health problems. Crisis Text Line ranks 52nd among nonprofit sites. Ollie's 44. Ollie S. 1 review. 2 helpful votes. Message. Not helpful. December 11th, 2021. I have been feeling terrible today and yesterday, so I sent them a text. What's wrong is blocked out for privacy. They never responded the first time after a while, so I stopped it. The next day, today, I was feeling worse about the same situation, so I resent the text. Took some time to respond. I feel so lost and I have zero people to talk to this about. If they want to make a hotline, at least make a hotline that answers quickly. This just makes everyone feel worse. Show less. Crisis text line. Crisis text line. Comment. Thank you. Helpful. 2. Alex1236. Alex S. 1 review. 28 helpful votes. Message. Micromanagers. September 29th, 2020. Having over 20 years of experience dealing with people, including helping those with mental illnesses, suicide prevention, and youth programs, being a volunteer here is not ideal. Many supervisors tell you to rush through conversations. They use a formatted robotic script, and when you go off script, a supervisor pops up and tells you to get on track, even after you receive numerous thank yous from the texters. Comments. 3. Thank you. Helpful. 28. Michelle M. 6012. Michael M. 1 review. 20 helpful votes. Message. Put on hold during crisis. December 12, 2020. Just sent text to this line while feeling suicidal. 1-2 questions asked, then nothing. Very long, awkward pause after having just revealed very sensitive info. It felt like being put on hold after you just shared your darkest secret. This was at 7:30 a.m. on a Saturday morning, U.S. time. I'd hate to fathom what would happen during busier times. Such a shame. Comment. Thank you. Helpful. 20. Mount 472. MT. 1 review. 5 helpful votes. Message. Worthless. November 29th, 2021. It takes a long time to connect to someone, and all they do is restate what you said and tell you they understand how devastating that must be. The answers are clearly scripted and awkward. It figures this is the same line that Reddit teamed up with, but which just became a tool to harass users. If someone doesn't like something you said, they can report you and claim they're concerned about your mental health, and you get a link to these clowns. Service. Quality. Show less. Comment. Thank you. Helpful. 5. Marius 2265. Maria S. 1 review. 0 helpful votes. Message. Actually awful. January 27, 2022. Almost done. Every time that I've used this platform, I felt like I was talking to a bot. I felt rushed, and just recently it took over 30 minutes for them to connect me to a crisis counselor who I'm pretty sure is just a bit looking for keywords in your message. These people are not licensed to help with mental health needs. I feel worse after using this site than before. Service. Show less. Comment. Thank you. Helpful. 0. Stacy 347. Stacy H. 0 reviews. 0 helpful votes. Message. Bot. January 20th, 2022. I have an exceptionally hard time believing this is a real person who thinks my name might be Mania. It's like this every call. In the end, they don't listen and give you resources outside of that you need. Tip for consumers. It's a bot. Service. Value. Quality. Show less. Crisis text line. Crisis text line. Comment. Thank you. Helpful. 0 Lilite 77. Lily D. 1 review. 26 helpful votes. Message. Super dismissive. December 14th, 2020. I can guarantee this will make you feel worse. Takes them terribly long to respond. They just kept talking about coping mechanisms. And scripted responses. I'm pretty sure I was just talking to a bot. I opened up about being raped and Ashley changed the subject to, it's almost time to wrap up, talk to me about coping mechanisms. I feel even more alone now, please don't use 741,741. Comment. Thank you. Helpful. 26. Angela 1243. Angela L. 1 review. 0 helpful votes. Message. Invalidating crisis text line employee. February 5, 2022. When I shared my extremely personal story about emotional abuse by a therapist and was at first affirmed by the volunteer that he had read my message, the conversation quickly took a turn for the worst with him saying, "How has your previous therapist caused you to be so repulsed by psychoanalytics that you can't even read it?" Which to me at least, is an accusatory statement, and one with some contempt perhaps. Service. Value. Shipping. Returns. Quality. Show less. Comment. Thank you. Helpful. 0 Jessica I 1112. Jessica J. 1 review. 2 helpful votes. Message. Waste of time. September 9th, 2021. It was very unauthentic and robot-like. I received zero help using this resource, and felt more suicidal after texting them. They are not trained mental health counselors, do not have a degree in counseling, or hold a legit verifiable license. Show less. Crisis text line. Comment. Thank you. Helpful. 2 Ollie 35. Ollie H. 1 review. 8 helpful votes. Message. They're really not all that helpful. August 18th, 2021. I'm really not satisfied with this hotline at all. Every time I have contact with these people, they basically just repeat what I said, but there's a question. And no, I can't go take a walk because I want to kill myself. It's 2:56 in the morning dash. Service. Comment. Thank you. Helpful. 8 Mary 1516. Mary W. 1 review. 18 helpful votes. Message. Scripted. October 27th, 2020. The supervisors and managers are horrible. They give you a format to follow, but people come with different problems and needs. They micromanage everything. If you do not follow the script, they will kick you off. They do not seem to care about the people, just their agenda. They have no idea how to provide support. The company was called out on not addressing the racial issues and sweeping under the rug. They had to come up with an apology. Please don't text in. Just know there is nothing wrong with you and practice self-compassion. Show less. Comment. Thank you. Helpful. 18 Salem 4. Salem C. 1 review. 4 helpful votes. Message. Multiple times at varying levels of crisis dash all was bad. September 18th, 2021. It feels like you're being rushed, as others have said. Basically, if you're suicidal, they'll answer you quickly. Anything else is a while. And beyond that, it's the same conversation every time, and they have went the route of rehearsed and scripted to get through people rather than actually talking to and connecting to people in crisis situations. If you're not actively about to end your life, you're sent pre-written scripts until they can get rid of you. I'm sure the volunteers really do care and probably hate how it's set up, but the actual whole system side itself does not care about those at risk. Last time I was in crisis, I tried the Trevor Project chat online and it was amazing. They talked to me like a human being and were actually able to help me, and I never felt rushed, so it's awesome to know there's a chat option that's actually helpful, as calls give me anxiety at the best of times, let alone if I'm in a low place. I'm queer, so Trevor Project is also good in that area, but honestly, if you're doing awful and need someone, I'd recommend staying clear of crisis text line. Tip for consumers: anticipate being rushed through and not being talked to as an individual by another person. They seem to really push not to talk to people who reach out as a fellow person as a way to avoid talking about yourself, but it also completely removes the sense of someone empathizing and understanding. Service. Quality. Show less. Comment. Thank you. Helpful. 4 Henry 125. Henry E. 1 review. 2 helpful votes. Message. Many of the crisis helpers are right-wing religious and crazy. March 28, 2022. Just about each time I've called a crisis line, it's been some overzealous conservative fanatic trying to get me to man up or read the Bible. These people need more help than me. Comment. Thank you. Helpful. 2 Ray 75. Ray V. 1 review. 16 helpful votes. Message. Don't use this app, you've been warned. November 13th, 2020. Don't bother using the 741,741 crisis text line unless you want cops showing up at your door. Just because I forgot to respond back, I get cops on my front door, they will track you down and send you to a mental hospital like they did with me. Comments 1. Thank you. Helpful 16. PN. 1. Review. 0. Helpful votes. Message. Makes me want to die even more. March 6, 2022. I already wanted to die enough and they don't do anything to help. They say I matter and then continue to give up on me. Counselor after counselor. They don't care. Service. Value. Quality. Show less. Comment. Thank you. Helpful. 0. Lindell 2478. Linda L. 1. Review. 1. Helpful vote. Message. Tried twice, both one-star experiences. November 1st, 2021. The first time I tried this, it was 12 a.m. I was crying hard that night, shaking, breathing heavily. I was incredibly suicidal. They took 3 whole hours to answer back. A lot can happen in 10 minutes, let alone 3 effing hours. I hadn't responded back because all my crying tired me out and I fell asleep. The line texts me back about 12 times over a 45-minute period. I'm not sure if this person cared, but the next encounter I had, I really do feel like the first person actually cared. The second time I texted the line, I only had to wait 10 minutes. I texted at 11:30 p.m. I sent a message about my issues. I get a response, but it seems the person on the other end did not receive my message. I told him I will resend it. He gets this message. I resend my other message. Again, he doesn't get it. So he says it seems I do not want to talk anymore and ends the chat there. Both times this place has the gall to ask for a review. I was fuming. I ended up crying because I felt even more alone. I do not recommend this place. Show less. Crisis text line. Crisis text line. Comment. Thank you. Helpful. 1. Alex 1365. Alex S. 1. Review. 16. Helpful votes. Message. Horrible supervision. January 8, 2021. As a volunteer crisis counselor, this organization has good intentions but horrible supervision. The supervisors constantly tell you to rush through each conversation. Even when there are no texters waiting in the queue, they rather you finish each conversation within 45 minutes than to actually take the time and effort with the texter, who is in crisis. Each texter is experiencing different levels of crisis, so rushing a counselor with a conversation sounds very uncaring. Update Isabel's response as a supervisor claims they don't rush the volunteers. Lucky for me, I kept the email from last year and uploaded the picture to prove her wrong. Show less. Comment. Thank you. Helpful. 16. Mel 28. Mile. 1. Review. 0. Helpful votes. Message. Hard asking for help. October 18, 2021. Won't be messaging shout again. Feel let down and gold psychologist today, but thought I would try again. Feel let down be again. Comment. Thank you. Helpful. 0. Mary X 76. Maria K. 3 reviews. 24 helpful votes. Message. Does more harm than good. July 30th, 2021. If you are in a crisis, please call the actual suicide hotline and speak to a real person. Or go to the ER. This crisis text line is bogus. It will make things worse for you. I have used them twice, thinking I'll try again after the first horrible experience. Nope, both of them made me want to hurt myself even more. The first time, I was on hold for over 45 minutes while they found someone for me. They kept telling me they were busy, but to keep waiting. I didn't keep waiting. I ended the text. The next time, I did get someone. Despite me sharing in detail what I was going through, all I got back were some generic words and a list of distractions I could do, like drink some water, and a list of not free apps I could download on my phone. I shared both of these experiences with a therapist, and they were concerned about this text line and they thought they were bots on the other end. Pretty unethical to play around with someone's safety by assigning bots that advertise to help you in a crisis. Maybe it depends on your geographical location, what kind of responses you might get from this. Service. Show less. Comment. Thank you. Helpful. 5. Muniab 125. Muniab B. 1 review. 1 helpful vote. Message. Banned for trying to help a bulimic teenager. March 14, 2022. I was banned from the platform for trying to talk to a teenager who indicated a history of bulimia and anorexia-nervosa about the importance of discussing her eating disorders with her therapist on my first night after training. It might be concluded that the fine people of crisis text line seem to think eating disorders are not as deadly or as medically-serious as suicidal ideation, even though individuals with eating disorders often die after prolonged self-starvation. Awful platform, terrible people, would not waste time on training or using. I hope their funding dries up and goes to a better organization. Service. Value. Shipping. Returns. Quality. Show less. Comment. Thank you. Helpful 1 Sky 16. Sky H. 1 Review. 12 Helpful Votes. Message. It's horrible. December 11th, 2020. They called him on me, I hate it. They should ducking stay away. Like they don't understand at all, like the person who I talked to made me worse. Comment. Thank you. Helpful 12 Lionel 26. Lionel. 1 Review. 14 Helpful Votes. Message. They harassed me and woke up my whole house. May 15th, 2021. I texted after many nights of not sleeping. After a while I realized that it really wasn't going to do a whole lot for me and I just wanted to stop and try to sleep. I said as much but Sean insisted that I was in a crisis. He refused to listen to my pleas. I did not indicate that I'd kill myself. I did not indicate that I was suffering a medical emergency other than a lack of sleep. I made it clear I wanted to get off the line and go to sleep. That's it. Sean wouldn't let it go. Then the police arrived and left because I was not in need of intervention of any kind. After which, I started talking to someone else on the life because I honestly felt really harassed and nervous about the whole thing. I wanted to lodge a complaint. I have no way of proving this, but I think it's all one person. I don't think there are supervisors to actually help. I think it's just one moron giving themselves multiple names. I didn't sleep. I feel far worse now. Service. Value. Shipping. Returns. Quality. Show less. Crisis text line. Comment. Thank you. Helpful 14 Chanep 339. Shane P. 1 Review. 2 Helpful Votes. Message. Not helpful. August 19th, 2021. I texted in last night. Took over an hour to get someone on with me. An honestly ended call and still felt like I was in crisis. Comment. Thank you. Helpful 2 Drinked. Drink tea. 1 Review. 9 Helpful Votes. Message. Well - meaning but useless. March 12, 2021. I texted the line having suicidal thoughts, hoping to feel better. But their answers are so con ed / scripted that it's even more alienating. They'll say, gosh, dealing with insert situation here sounds hard, I'm glad you reached out today, 2 or 3 times, then send you a gif of a bubble popping to help you reduce stress, then end the conversation. It's not helping anyone. I feel bad for people who get a gif of a bubble and a canned response right before they actually take the plunge. I didn't, obviously, but I have plenty of alcohol to help me forget that awful interaction. Tip for consumers, hang in there, I guess. Service. Value. Quality. Show less. Comment. Thank you. Helpful 9 Amaya's 8. Amaya S. 1 Review. 9 Helpful Votes. Message. Pretty bad. May 2nd, 2021. I was super suicidal one night, so I decided to text a hotline. They had me on hold for about 40 minutes just for us to talk for about 5. I thought they were there to listen, but when I talked to her about it, she made it seem like she just wanted to get the conversation over with. The only thing helpful she said was stuff like, you're super brave to speak up about it, I know it's hard, I'm proud of you, something along those lines. Then she cut me off asking me if she could give me a link to go to that will help me, like I want to read all of it during that time. Overall I just felt like they were there to do their job and not because they care. At the end she says, anything else you want to talk about, before I could barely finish. Show less. Comment. Thank you. Helpful 9 Amid 20. MEG. 1 Review. 20 Helpful Votes. Message. Wasn't robotic enough for this text line. April 16th, 2021. I wasted time going through their training. It is counterintuitive from what I have learned going to school for mental health counseling. The trainer's feedback is condescending and unhelpful. The responses are robotic and repetitive. Please be careful. Tip for consumers, if you do text this line and feel as if you are being rushed, or that you are not getting anywhere, text stop and call someone else. Products used. I was training to be a crisis counselor. I was given information to help with an activity, but was told that it wasn't going to help an individual come down to a calm cool. I don't agree with rehearsed responses because we are pretty much just trying to fill a quota. We have 40 texts to get them through. Service. Show less. Comment. Thank you. Helpful 20 Bailey 59. Bailey W. 1 Review. 7 Helpful Votes. Message. Literally terrible. April 20th, 2021. Did not help me at all. All they did was text me automated text messages and didn't relate to my needs at all. Useless. Service. Value. Shipping. Returns. Quality. Show less. Comment. Thank you. Helpful 7 CCD 7 CCD. 1 review, 11 helpful votes, message, scripted responses, a bunch of 18-year-olds with little training or life experience. August 25, 2020. Thousands of 18-22-year-olds who learn a formula, canned lines, and how to send a Google resource, use NAMI or Natal Suicide Prevention Line. Comments 1. Thank you. Helpful 11. Lexi 18. Lexi J. 1 review. 0 helpful votes. Message. Responses were very generic and vague. November 22, 2021. Responses were very generic and vague. I would not recommend this service at all unless you want to waste your time, have a bad experience, or lose more hope in humanity. Service. Value. Quality. Show less. Comment. Thank you. Helpful 0. Peter. 1492. Peter H. 1 review. 2 helpful votes. Message. Useless. September 6, 2021. I tried the crisis text line one evening. I was disappointed with it. It seemed like the crisis counselor was working off a script and it just didn't do anything for me. I felt like I was texting to a robot and not a human being. Service. Value. Quality. Show less. Comment. Thank you. Helpful. 2. Salise 474. Sally S. 1 review. 1 helpful vote. Message. They keep a record of the texts and will block you if their data isn't helping their goal. July 18, 2021. They keep records of your texts and will block your phone number randomly. Sometimes they can help you but, normally not. Tip for consumers, they record your data. Products used, TextEnv. Service. Value. Quality. Show less. Comment. Thank you. Helpful. 1. Lucille 301. Lucille. 1 review. 0 helpful votes. Message. Still have PTSD over a bad crisis counselor experience. March 14, 2022. Years ago, I left a review on a bad experience with a mean crisis counselor from this texting line. I still struggle with intrusive thoughts from the horrible things that he said. I can't believe this company let this crisis counselor do what he did. He was racist and cruel. This line doesn't know how to help Bipik. The CEO apologized to me for his behavior, but that's not enough to make my trauma to go away. I wouldn't recommend this texting line to anyone. Some of these crisis counselors are toxic cowards hiding behind a phone. That mean crisis counselor I had wouldn't have the balls to say things to my face. Show less. Comment. Thank you. Helpful. 0. VJM 40. VJM. 1 review. 5 helpful votes. Message. Is this a joke or what? If it is, then it is cruel. 1- they should be sued for malpractice. July 22, 2021. This is almost 2 a.m. and I have been waiting for crisis counselor to come on chat for more than 1 hour and 14 minutes and every 15 minutes robo message show up telling I am still in line - take deep breath - etc. If this is supposed to be addressing crisis, 75 minutes are definitely not acceptable. I have sent the conversation for review by Facebook and let us see if there is anyone who actually reads it. I think this is a scam. After a long wait like this, people will get bored or sleep or worse, they suffer consequences of crisis. Is this a joke? If it is, it is a very cruel and negligent one. Show less. Comment. Thank you. Helpful. 5. Jade's 202. Jade S. 1 review. 0 helpful votes. Message. The text hotline is a crapshoot. March 15, 2022. Honestly, this hotline is never really helpful. It's just a bunch of rehearsed phrases that aren't even relevant to my issues. And if I have to leave my phone for a few minutes, they end the conversation. But a couple recent experiences have really irked me. A crisis counselor was more interested in ending the conversation ASAP than helping me. She left me with resources that weren't even available when I called them, and she ended the conversation when I told her I just bought 1 million milligrams of ibuprofen and was looking for a place to take it. I was also taken advantage of by another crisis counselor that I met in real life. And the next day our mutual friend tried to take advantage of me, too, and when I cried to him for help he outright refused to do anything about it. I reported it to the hotline and no action was taken. Service. Value. Quality. Show less. Comment. Thank you. Helpful. 0. Alexisp 366. Alexis B. 1 review. 12 helpful votes. Message. Dismissive. February 25, 2020. I understand that the hotline is not a substitute for therapy. But I text them often, once a week, maybe once every 2 weeks. Every single time I text, they read through my previous messages and say, well, have you used those coping skills? Yes. And those obviously didn't work, and that's why I am texting you. I also explain that when I text them I am at work, which is why it is hard for me to do my coping skills. They just say, have you looked for a therapist? We can't help you the way you need to be helped. Seriously? All I am asking for is for you to be a little compassionate for like 10 minutes. Show less. Comment. Thank you. Helpful 12 Malal 102. Malial. 1 review. 8 helpful votes. Message. Supervisors. May 25, 2021. The treatment of the supervisors on this platform is truly embarrassing. While there are 3 or 4 that were decent, the vast majority rushed counselors through conversations. There was rarely a time the supervisors wouldn't speed you through a conversation, even when there were several available counselors to take any new convos. The chat could be 15, 30, 45 minutes deep. It didn't matter. Their main goal was to rack up completed conversations. Some of the coaches and supervisors were grossly inappropriate as well. I was disgusted by the tone of their messages and their overall lack of self-awareness. While I am sure they think having a master's degree sets them apart, they should be reminded that so do hundreds of their crisis counselors. I just completed my PhD in education and worked as a counselor LPC for 7 years. And as someone who has also been trained in the profession, I truly think it needs to be said, you are better than no one. You are supposed to be someone people can reach out to for support and guidance. Instead, you use your role on an online platform to bully others. It is shameful. Please, soften your hearts towards the people who need you. People with true intelligence know how to kindly treat others. Service. Value. Quality. Show less. Comment. Thank you. Helpful 8 Former 1. Former you. 1 review. 30 helpful votes. Message. Be careful, disgusting experience from a crisis counselor. October 13, 2018. Don't tolerate disrespect from rude and incompetent counselors. The person I spoke to was mean, condescending and said some outrageous things. No texter should have to put up with that. Just remembering him and the things that he said makes me want to vomit. Be careful and hope you get assigned to a good crisis counselor. If someone is being a jerk, ask to speak to someone else and make a complaint. Communicating with kindness and having an open mind shouldn't be that hard for crisis counselors to do. Show less. Comment. Thank you. Helpful 30 Julie 811. Julie G. 1 review. 1 helpful vote. Message. They made me feel worse and more suicidal afterwards. December 9th, 2021. I tried this twice in the past few weeks when I was feeling suicidal, and both times I felt worse after texting with them. They were making it seem like my feelings aren't valid. Because I told them I felt suicidal and it seemed they were messing around and not taking it seriously. They don't care when you're in a crisis. I can't remember the person's name, but I remember this person was dismissive about how I was suicidal and / was making seem like I wasn't really suicidal. It was strange and / was dismissive about everything I was saying too. It was horrible and it made me feel worse. It sickens me they acted like this towards someone in a crisis. To make matters worse, I texted for a reason. I mean, this is why they need to remove this hotline and or shut it down, because I was in a crisis. It is not that hard to care about someone for 10 minutes. I know they aren't trained counselors, but still this is ridiculous. Show less. Comment. Thank you. Helpful 1 Pink 18. Pink D. 1 review. 8 helpful votes. Message. Could never get them on the line despite numerous long attempts. September 5th, 2019. I've tried several times to contact them through text and through the messenger they set up. I've laid and cried for hours and they never get back to me. Instead they harass me with, do you still need help? Before it was, unless you were going to harm yourself you got shot to the back of the list, but who is really going to be honest about that? Attention seekers maybe. Never got any help. Never got to talk to a person. What a joke. The pound sign 1 hotline everyone talks about, don't jack. I am in a lot of crises, but this is like none before. I realize they may not have enough volunteers, but then give an estimate of where you are in the queue or refer you to a different site. Show less. Comment. Thank you. Helpful 8 Carol 77. Carly. 12 reviews. 82 helpful votes. Message. Slow and responsive. August 26, 2017. I saw that this had some good reviews. It saved many lives, however when I logged onto it it didn't seem to favor me and I was feeling pretty desperately down. I can't understand for the life of me why I wasn't able to take the benefits many others did. In fact, after that, I felt even worse. Be careful with any crisis line. When feeling so down, the last thing we need is no answer. Comment. Thank you. Helpful 14 Drya. Drya. 1 review. 18 helpful votes. Message. Uncaring, dismissive, harmful. August 17th, 2019. I didn't know the magic words to get help, apparently. In the first message I explained that I was a sexual abuse survivor struggling with my memories of the abuse and that I wanted to cut myself or drink myself into a stupor. I also explained that I have a child, so I really didn't want to as well. It was 3 a.m. and I couldn't sleep and I was about to cut myself. The first response from Brian was that I was unclear, to explain the problem better. I did so, again, in short texts. He said that I seemed preoccupied and perhaps I should text later. He didn't see what the problem was. I said I probably wouldn't do that and to end the session. At that point I was so hurt by his dismissal and my own horrible state that I couldn't tell him that he had made everything worse by dismissing me. I complained to the crisis line later, but I got no reply beyond a bot. The experience was damaging to someone who has a hard time talking about my problems and trusting others anyway, and I know people like me are not uncommon. Don't bother texting unless you plan on saying, "I'm going to kill myself in the next few minutes," or something extremely easy to understand. Truthfully, I would have been better off talking to a comforting bot. Show less. Comment. Thank you. Helpful. 18 James 3272. James D. 1 review. 0 helpful votes. Message. Crisis text line desperately needs a reality audit - SWAT shoe fly. Don't bother me. January 8, 2022. My name is James Martin Driscoll. I am an open book. All confidentiality / privacy concerns are waived in consideration of the life circumstances that have been negatively impacting my mental health that I have documented for 16 plus years onto my own personal live life journal internet domain name spaces. It was in June of 2005 when I first defined a very unique, maybe one of the most unique cyber-identities to ever exist on the planet for PC building. In total, I have a collective set of 8 internet domains that serve to memetically key and organize my life details into a public accessible journal, web directory, file storage. In concept, what I envisioned for the purpose of these domains was inspired by a 1945 Atlantic Monthly article called, As We May Think, Web Link Document URL, https://www.theatlantic.com/magazine/archive/1945/07/we-may-think/303881/. In this article, the idea of a memex device was first imagined. That is exactly what my internet domains serve in my own personal life. I have the right to use these internet domains in any companion to any online communications that are interchanged or transacted on the internet. This would include crisis text line. I have overviewed the terms of service agreement, web link document URL, https://www.crisistextline.org/privacy/. As of the last 4 years, my life has been in a basic continuous crisis mode. I am not going to go into the details here in this review. What I must bring into view to the public is that it would be apparent that Crisis Text Line has precognitive motives and agendas to not have an honest with integrity exchange with me. This involves many, greater than 80% of the crisis counselors that I have attempted to hold a crisis conversation with. None of the actions or requests or shared content, links, are illegal or in any way a violation of the terms of service. The terms of service direct users to use email to contact their email address, group@crisistextline.org, and I have done that. The crisis counselors are quick to deny empathy and understanding to what I am dealing with for the past 16 plus years. What has happened has seriously affected my life to a point that I am seriously really dying. Human no longer breathing dead. The conditions that are involved and instilled and roadblocked from remedy in my life are causing breakages of my life beyond limits, especially as it involves the interpersonal relationships in my medical care, both in mental health and in my HIV care. Every aspect of civil society ignored or worse yet blocks me on social media when I attempt to bring forward the mere mention of this topic into some kind of discussion point. I use my internet domains to place linkable presentation pages in HTML as well as spoken voice narrative audio media. There is absolutely nothing wrong with sharing the contents that are on my internet domains, as this serves as a personal information system, and has been established that contents that have been filed onto my internet domains have cross-linked onto the related links of a person's individual TruthFinder background check report. Not only does TruthFinder have return background reports for individual names, but you can also look up details and associated public mentions to phone numbers. How does this apply to Crisis Text Line? Well, I have contacted group@crisistextline.org in several thread subjects, all have generated an auto-reply, thank you for reaching out, response, noting that a response should be expected in 48 hours. No responses have been received. The subjects that are being directed into their view directly are involved in the short, narrow, focused and quick to cut off, SWAT-you-fly, don't bother me, attitudes, behaviors, and actions that I have encountered with the crisis counselors that are being trained in this mental health care function. The mental health of not just myself, but our entire country is being subject to what I consider a cyber-war attack against our citizens collectively. As I have attempted to bring forward and direct these matters to the FBI, the U.S. Department of Justice, my county Department of Behavioral Health, as well as the county district attorney's office and the local police. I have absolutely no outside resources to resolve what is called a wicked problem, holding an intractable conflict of absolute insanity. The fact that silence is golden rather than holding a discussion to move into view reflects a precognitive motives on behalf of this non-profit organization to not empower an individual self-wellness view, but rather to instill the causes that are being addressed. This is definitely a cyber-war being wages against the national interest, a matter of national security, and involves the use of social media platforms to detach our common senses and common values in a roadblocking silence rather than having an open, honest, and truthful discussion to move forward into an active understanding that we could not allow persons, such as I am, along with very many more, to being victimized by a mentally abusive systemic scheme that is destructive to our collective trust to a point that the active truth that this is going on against thousands of personally identified individuals across our country expanding outward into negatively impacting beyond the United States. When will the establishment of the mental health involved industries acknowledge that gang stalking is unacceptable to allow to go on and on and on inside of our nation? This is absolutely insane. I am a targeted individual of gang stalking for 16 plus years. The topic of gang stalking has actual now researched findings published on the National Institutes of Health to the realism to the harm that is being done inside of our communities. The published findings appear as of April 2020 forward. Search URL, https://search.ni.gov/search. UTFATE=%E2%9C%93% unaffiliate=ni.and query=gang-stalking-and-commit=search. Any and all my efforts go to the corrective adaptive solution of terminating this conspiracy exposed and proven beyond a reasonable doubt. What appears within the last 16 plus years of my journal documentation places this to a beyond a reasonable doubt document a truth. Crisis Text Line must acknowledge my emails directed to group@crisistextline.org. reality-audit@crisistextline.realuphuman.net. group@signreality-audit is mandated into public reference and interest. Reference URLs and the QR codes and the first image attached to this review are provided here. QR code URL left-audio-reality.playtime48minutes-http://crisis-text-line-reality.realupp.human/at-sign-reality-audit/medical-mental-health-law-matters-standards-of-care/crisis-text-line/crisis-text-line-messenger-jan7th-2022-the-most-percent-23-huge-failed-in-the-world.org. QR code URL, right, AUG Audio Media Playtime 38 minutes, http://webdomains.$. edupehuman.net/crisis-text-line.org/most-percent-23-huge-failed-in-the-world/either-percent/group@asterisks@crisis-text-line.org%5d.org- The latest reject, SWAT, shoo fly don't bother me comes into view today. I attempted to go make a workaround and contact one of the doctor's members of the board of directors. I really have some kind of odd, since there is someone who is willing to be real and not block AT first pass, blocked for no reason Twitter by Dr. Alfie. The two content tweets in public provided in the graphic below has absolutely a serious mental health matters topic presence. The spoken voice narrative audio that represents, predictable and over that top dysfunctional cycle of maintaining a systemic scheme of mental abuse active against our citizens in this country, outrageous. Tip for consumers, products used, show less. Crisis text line. Comment. Thank you. Helpful. What about these Glassdoor reviews? Weblink document URL, http://webdomains.realupphuman.net/glassdoor.com/ive-aids-services-organizations-employee-revf/mail-when-ryan-white-act-social-service-agencies are being reviewed on glassdoor.html. Weblink document URL, http://webdomains.realupphuman.net/glassdoor.com/ive-aids-services-organizations-employee-revf/mail-when-ryan-white-act-social-service-agencies are being reviewed on glassdoor.html. Weblink document URL, http://webdomains.realupphuman.net/glassdoor.com/ive-aids-services-organizations-employee-revf/letter-off-a-conspiracy-exposed.html. Weblink document URL, http://webdomains.realupphuman.net/glassdoor.com/ive-aids-services-organizations-employee-revf/letter-off-a-conspiracy-exposed.html. Web link document URL, http://webdomains.realuphuman.net/glassstore.com/ive-aids-services-organizations-employee-revf/weblink-document-URL, http://webdomains.realuphuman.net/glassstore.com/ive-aids-services-organizations-employee-revf/. index://glassstore.com/ive-aids-services-organizations-employee-areaviews. Icon name last modified size description. Parent directory -. Pound sign. Urgent address 911-2-barackobama.fuckeduphuman.net. Yes, you heard that correctly. A valid web namespace. Public access data space considered temporary. Patapo not binding. Pound sign Patapo is a very special binding not symbol dating back 200 years ago. The importance of this symbol has been given technology web presence with the key verb of action of quote breaks or overrides end quote. Web document definitions.net. Editor's contribution. Patapo is a symbol from the Adinkra, a system of symbols from Ghana in West Africa. It is meant to represent the knot of pacification / reconciliation, and as such is the symbol for reconciliation, peacemaking and pacification. Patapo represents the bond or knot that binds the separate parties in a dispute to a peaceful, harmonious reconciliation. It is a symbol of peacemaking after strife. The historical age of Adinkra dates back more than two full centuries, and its origin is African wisdom symbolism communications, non-literacy meanings, which are basic root communication structures that even breaks or overrides both written and spoken language barriers between peoples. Patapo is very important and is one of very few symbols in the Adinkra set of over 100 considered a binding not presence unto actual life. To be treated as a serious to actually progress a resolution of a conflicted issue, one involved party can declare an issue and community present and attach the symbol Patapo against or to attach all other involved parties in a conflict or dispute. The Patapo attachment is informing society or community that there is issues here to be placed for reconciliation in peaceful ways. The attachment of Patapo declares binding not until the conflict is resolved and the Patapo binding is therefore peacefully released, unbound / unattached to any and all parties. End of web document definition. Notation of web presence not binding. The owner of the @growup.net peacebuilding and trust binding information network has considered whether or not the web presence binding, as it does mirror the Adinkra philosophical usage dating back more than two centuries. The Patapo combined with the Kromobon honesty binding, the ability to identify the good and the bad by an interlocking knot, whether the Patapo binding would be successful in situations involving persons who are 1. A narcissist, or 2. A psychopath, or 3. A person suffering of a mental illness that should be institutionalized, or 4. Along with a very serious concern and extremely dangerous consideration if a person was not acting of their own free will, such as a person who is under duress by coercion of an overimplement force of another person or factor. Subsequently, 5, any person who holds substantial interest or intent to disobey any enacted laws by criminal means or by acting as an enemy agent against the United States Constitution. For these kind of persons cannot tell or decide right from wrong of any kind of civil peace-building society, and could not be broken to desire the need to negotiate the presence of reconciliation. They cannot admit their faults for the acts of cruelty toward or against another person. Any typical person who is an inclusive in an information society would not desire to have their identity noted and permanently etched on the web space of binding presence. Not binding, spelled fucked-uphuman.net/2019-06-06-1241-DER # persons.fuckeduphuman.net. Yes, you heard that correctly, a valid web namespace. Public access data space considered temporary, Patapo not binding. Pound sign Patapo is a very special binding not symbol dating back 200 years ago. The importance of this symbol has been given technology web presence with the key verb of action of quote breaks or overrides end quote. Web document definitions.net. Editor's contribution. Patapo is a symbol from the Adinkra, a system of symbols from Ghana in West Africa. It is meant to represent the knot of pacification / reconciliation, and as such is the symbol for reconciliation, peacemaking and pacification. Patapo represents the bond or knot that binds the separate parties in a dispute to a peaceful, harmonious reconciliation. It is a symbol of peacemaking after strife. The historical age of Adinkra dates back more than two full centuries, and its origin is African wisdom symbolism communications, non-literacy meanings, which are basic root communication structures that even breaks or overrides both written and spoken language barriers between peoples. Patapo is very important and is one of very few symbols in the Adinkra set of over 100 considered a binding not presence unto actual life. to be treated as a serious to actually progress a resolution of a conflicted issue. One involved party can declare an issue and community present and attach the symbol mpatapo against or to attach all other involved parties in a conflict or dispute. The mpatapo attachment is informing society or community that there is issues here to be placed for reconciliation in peaceful ways. The attachment of mpatapo declares binding not until the conflict is resolved, and the mpatapo binding is therefore peacefully released, unbound slash unattached to any and all parties. End of web document definition. Notation of web presence not binding. The owner of the @growup.net peacebuilding and trust binding information network has considered whether or not the web presence binding, as it does mirror the Adinkra philosophical usage dating back more than two centuries. The mpatapo combined with the kromobon honesty binding, the ability to identify the good and the bad by an interlocking knot, whether the mpatapo binding would be successful in situations involving persons who are 1. A narcissist, or 2. A psychopath, or 3. A person suffering of a mental illness that should be institutionalized, or 4. Along with a very serious concern and extremely dangerous consideration if a person was not acting of their own free will, such as a person who is under duress by coercion of an overimpotent force of another person or factor. Subsequently, 5, any person who holds substantial interest or intent to disobey any enacted laws by criminal means or by acting as an enemy agent against the United States Constitution. For these kind of persons cannot tell or decide right from wrong at any kind of civil peace-building society, and could not be broken to desire the need to negotiate the presence of reconciliation. They cannot admit their faults for the acts of cruelty toward or against another person. Any typical person who is an inclusive in an information society would not desire to have their identity noted and permanently etched on the web space of binding presence. Not binding, spelled FUCKEDSERGEANT.LANIER.JOSEPH.ROGERS.3-SAM-BERNARDINO-POLICE-DEPARTMENT/2019-10-2117-52- AIDS Project Los Angeles Reviews -PG1_FILA/2018-01-22123- AIDS Project Los Angeles Reviews -PG2_FILA/2018-01-22125- AIDS-Service-Center-NYC-Reviews-PG1_FILA/2018-01-22126- AIDS-Service-Center-NYC-Reviews-PG2_FILA/2018-01-22127- Cascade AIDS Project Reviews Glassdoor.ca_FILA/2018-10-25321- Cascade AIDS Project Reviews Glassdoor_FILA/2018-06-02219- Colorado Health Network Reviews Glassdoor_FILA/2020-01-27732- Desert AIDS Project Reviews _Glassdoor_FILA/2018-01-22130- Foothill AIDS Project Reviews _Glassdoor_FILA/2018-01-22131- gmail-building-new-commitments-if-pond-sign-sociale-trust-in-our-communities_FILA/2018-08-03614- South Beach AIDS Project Reviews _Glassdoor_FILA/2018-01-22133- To Dr. Phil Show Letter of a Pond Sign Conspiracy Exposed _FILA/2018-03-2120-40- IMG Pond Sign Conspiracy Exposed Terminates SAP-CHN.PNG 2018-08-03-1342-178K. IMG Pond Sign Conspiracy Exposed Terminates SAP.PNG 2018-08-05038-63K. Text, Access AIDS Care Reviews _Glassdoor.html 2019-06-23558-226K. Text, ACT Reviews _Glassdoor.html 2019-06-23557-282K. Text, AIDS Arms Reviews _Glassdoor.html 2019-06-23557-304K. Text, AIDS Project Los Angeles Reviews -PG1.HTM 2018-01-22118-317K. Text, AIDS Project Los Angeles Reviews -PG2.HTM 2018-01-22118-233K. Text aids-service-center-nyc-reviews-pg1.htm2018-01-22116303k. Text aids-service-center-nyc-reviews-pg2.htm2018-01-22116221k. Text Cascade AIDS Project Reviews Glassdoor.ca.html 2019-06-1521-08-186k. Text Cascade AIDS Project Reviews Glassdoor.html 2018-06-01937-327k. Text Cascade AIDS Project.html 2018-10-17148415. Cascade AIDS Project.ogg 2018-07-2823441.5m. IMG, Cascade-AIDS-Project-Review-RVW804-1978. PNG 2018-07-2823-26-247k. IMG, Cascade AIDS Project-SystemicProblem.png 2018-10-25355-255k. IMG, Cascade AIDS Project-SystemicProblem2.png 2018-10-3013-43-265k. IMG, Colorado Health Network Reviews underscore Glassdoor-StayAway.png 2018-11-06602-42k. Colorado Health Network Reviews underscore Glassdoor.pdf 2020-01-28054-1.1m. Text Desert AIDS Project Reviews underscore Glassdoor.htm 2018-01-22117258k. IMG Desert AIDS Project-Review-HeavyIntegritycoldSwear.png 2018-05-10-1500-95k. Text Foothill AIDS Project Reviews underscore Glassdoor.htm 2018-01-22119252k. SND Glassdoor-Employee-Reviews-Foothill-AIDS-Project.mp3 2017-12-31-1713-3.0m. Text Gmail-Building New Commitments of Pound Sign Social Trust in Our Communities. HTML 2018-08-03417-153k. Text Gmail-When Ryan White Act Social Service Agencies Are Being Reviewed on Glassdoor.htm 2018-12-02348-157k. Gmail-When Ryan White Act Social Service Agencies Are Being Reviewed on Glassdoor.ogg 2018-12-01245-6.1m. SND Introduction underscore to underscore web underscore media underscore to underscore merits underscore tana.mp3 2017-12-31183217m. Text Letter Offer Conspiracy Expose.html 2020-01-19-12573.1k. SND Letter Offer Conspiracy Expose.mp3 2018-01-22334-48m. IMG, QR-Colorado Health Network Reviews Glassdoor-Layout.jpg 2018-10-3545-358k. IMG, QR-Colorado Health Network Reviews Glassdoor.jpg 2017-11-01347-93k. Text, South Beach AIDS Project Reviews underscore Glassdoor.htm 2018-01-22115-234k. Text to Dr. Phil Show Letter of a Pound Sign Conspiracy Expose.htm 2018-01-22353-82k. SND Glassdoor-New York AIDS Service Center.mp3 2018-01-21-2336-4.1m. HTTPS www.glassdoor.com Reviews Employee-Revy.ogg 2018-06-2713-46-886k. KIV file 2020-01-27729-339k. Index of /glassdoor.com/ive-aids-services-organizations-employee-reviews. Icon name last modified size description. Parent directory-der. Pound sign urgent address 911-2-barackobama.fuckeduphuman.net. Yes, you heard that correctly, a valid web namespace, public access data space considered temporary, and Patapo not binding. Pound sign Patapo is a very special binding not symbol dating back 200 years ago. The importance of this symbol has been given technology web presence with the key verb of action of quote breaks or overrides end quote. Web document definitions.net. Editor's contribution. Mpatapo is a symbol from the Adinkra, a system of symbols from Ghana in West Africa. It is meant to represent the knot of pacification / reconciliation, and as such is the symbol for reconciliation, peacemaking and pacification. Mpatapo represents the bond or knot that binds the separate parties in a dispute to a peaceful, harmonious reconciliation. It is a symbol of peacemaking after strife. The historical age of Adinkra dates back more than 2 full centuries, and its origin is African wisdom symbolism communications, non-literacy meanings, which are basic root communication structures that even breaks or overrides both written and spoken language barriers between peoples. Mpatapo is very important and is one of very few symbols in the Adinkra set of over 100 considered a binding knot presence unto actual life. To be treated as a serious to actually progress a resolution of a conflicted issue, one involved party can declare an issue and community present and attach the symbol Mpatapo against or to attach all other involved parties in a conflict or dispute. The Mpatapo attachment is informing society or community that there is issues here to be placed for reconciliation in peaceful ways. The attachment of Mpatapo declares a binding knot until the conflict is resolved, and the Mpatapo binding is therefore peacefully released, unbound / unattached to any and all parties. End of web document definition. Notation of web presence not binding. The owner of the @growup.net peacebuilding and trust binding information network has considered whether or not the web presence binding, as it does mirror the Adinkra philosophical usage dating back more than 2 centuries. The Mpatapo combined with the Kromobon, honesty binding, the ability to identify the good and the bad by an interlocking knot, whether the Mpatapo binding would be successful in situations involving persons who are, 1, a narcissist, or, 2, a psychopath, or, 3, a person suffering of a mental illness that should be institutionalized, or, 4, along with a very serious concern and extremely dangerous consideration if a person was not acting of their own free will, such as a person who is under duress by coercion of an overimplement force of another person or factor. Subsequently, 5, any person who holds substantial interest or intent to disobey any enacted laws by criminal means or by acting as an enemy agent against the United States Constitution. For these kind of persons cannot tell or decide right from wrong at any kind of civil peace-building society, and could not be broken to desire the need to negotiate the presence of reconciliation. They cannot admit their faults for the acts of cruelty toward or against another person. Any typical person who is an inclusive in an information society would not desire to have their identity noted and permanently etched on the web space of binding presence. Not binding, spelled FUCKEDHUMAN.NET /2019-06-06-1241- /persons.fuckeduphuman.net. Yes, you heard that correctly, a valid web namespace, public access data space considered temporary, Mpatapo not binding. Pound sign Mpatapo is a very special binding knot symbol dating back 200 years ago. The importance of this symbol has been given technology web presence with the key verb of action of quote breaks or overrides end quote. Web document definitions.net. Editor's contribution. Mpatapo is a symbol from the Adinkra, a system of symbols from Ghana in West Africa. It is meant to represent the knot of pacification / reconciliation, and as such is the symbol for reconciliation, peacemaking and pacification. Mpatapo represents the bond or knot that binds the separate parties in a dispute to a peaceful, harmonious reconciliation. It is a symbol of peacemaking after strife. The historical age of Adinkra dates back more than 2 full centuries, and its origin is African wisdom symbolism communications, non-literacy meanings, which are basic root communication structures that even breaks or overrides both written and spoken language barriers between peoples. Mpatapo is very important and is one of very few symbols in the Adinkra set of over 100 considered a binding knot presence unto actual life. To be treated as a serious to actually progress a resolution of a conflicted issue, one involved party can declare an issue and community present and attach the symbol Mpatapo against or to attach all other involved parties in a conflict or dispute. The Mpatapo attachment is informing society or community that there is issues here to be placed for reconciliation in peaceful ways. The attachment of Mpatapo declares a binding knot until the conflict is resolved, and the Mpatapo binding is therefore peacefully released, unbound / unattached to any and all parties. End of web document definition. Notation of web presence not binding. The owner of the @growup.net peacebuilding and trust binding information network has considered whether or not the web presence binding, as it does mirror the Adinkra philosophical usage dating back more than 2 centuries. The Mpitapa combined with the Kramobon honesty binding, the ability to identify the good and the bad by an interlocking knot. Whether the Mpitapa binding would be successful in situations involving persons who are 1. A narcissist, or 2. A psychopath, or 3. A person suffering of a mental illness that should be institutionalized, or 4. Along with a very serious concern, an extremely dangerous consideration if a person was not acting of their own free will, such as a person who is under duress by coercion of an overimplement force of another person or factor. Subsequently, 5. Any person who holds substantial interests or intent to disobey any enacted laws by criminal means or by acting as an enemy agent against the United States Constitution. For these kind of persons cannot tell or decide right from wrong of any kind of civil peace-building society, and could not be broken to desire the need to negotiate the presence of reconciliation. They cannot admit their faults for the acts of cruelty toward or against another person. Any typical person who is an inclusive in an information society would not desire to have their identity noted and permanently etched on the web space of binding presence. Not binding, spelled FUCKEE.DH.UMAN.NET-SERGEANT.LANIER.JOSEPH.ROGERS.3-SAN-BERNARDINO-POLICE-DEPARTMENT/2019-10-21-1752- AIDS Project Los Angeles Reviews-PG1-FILA/2018-01-22123- AIDS Project Los Angeles Reviews-PG2-FILA/2018-01-22125- AIDS-Service-Center-NYC-Reviews-PG1-FILA/2018-01-22126- AIDS-Service-Center-NYC-Reviews-PG2-FILA/2018-01-22127- Cascade AIDS Project Reviews Glassdoor.ca/2018-10-25321- Cascade AIDS Project Reviews Glassdoor.ca/2018-06-02219- Colorado Health Network Reviews Glassdoor.ca/2020-01-27732- Desert AIDS Project Reviews Glassdoor.ca/2018-01-22130- Foothill AIDS Project Reviews Glassdoor.ca/2018-01-22131- Gmail-Building New Commitments of Pond Sign Social Trust in Our Communities. /2018-08-03614- Gmail-When Ryan White Act Social Service Agencies are being reviewed on Glassdoor /2018-12-01306- South Beach AIDS Project Reviews /Glassdoor/2018-01-22133- To Dr. Phil Show Letter of a Pond Sign Conspiracy Exposed /2018-03-212040- IMG, Pond Sign Conspiracy Exposed Terminus SAP-CHN.PNG 2018-08-03134-178K. IMG, Pond Sign Conspiracy Exposed Terminus SAP.PNG 2018-08-05038-63K. Text, Access AIDS Care Reviews /Glassdoor.HTML 2019-06-235-58-226K. Text, ACT Reviews /Glassdoor.HTML 2019-06-235-57-282K. Text, AIDS Arms Reviews /Glassdoor.HTML 2019-06-235-57-304K. Text, AIDS Project Los Angeles Reviews-PG1.HTM 2018-01-22118-317K. Text, AIDS Project Los Angeles Reviews-PG2.HTM 2018-01-22118-233K. Text, AIDS-Service-Center-NYC-Reviews-PG1.HTM 2018-01-22116-303K. Text, AIDS-Service-Center-NYC-Reviews-PG2.HTM 2018-01-22116-221K. Text, Cascade AIDS Project Reviews Glassdoor.ca.html 2019-06-1521-08186K. Text, Cascade AIDS Project Reviews Glassdoor.html 2018-06-01937-327K. Text, Cascade AIDS Project.html 2018-10-17148-415. CascadeAIDSProject.org 2018-07-28-2344-1.5M. IMG, Cascade-AIDS-Project-Review-RVW804-1978. PNG 2018-07-28-23-26-247K. IMG, Cascade-AIDS-Project-Systemic-Problem.PNG 2018-10-25-355-255K. IMG, Cascade-AIDS-Project-Systemic-Problem-2.PNG 2018-10-30-1343-265K. IMG, Colorado Health Network Reviews underscore Glassdoor dash stayaway.png 2018-11-06602-42K. Colorado Health Network Reviews underscore Glassdoor.pdf 2020-01-28054-1.1M. Text, Desert AIDS Project Reviews underscore Glassdoor.htm 2018-01-22117-258K. IMG, Desert AIDS Project dash review dash heavy integrity goal square dot PNG 2018-05-10-1500-95K. Text, Foothill AIDS Project Reviews underscore Glassdoor dot HTM 2018-01-22119-252K. SND, Glassdoor dash employee dash reviews dash Foothill AIDS Project dot MP3 2017-12-31-1713-3.0M. Text, gmail-building new commitments of pod sign social trust in our communities. HTML 2018-08-03417-153K. Text, gmail-when Ryan White Act social service agencies are being reviewed on glassdoor.htm 2018-12-02348-157K. Gmail-when Ryan White Act social service agencies are being reviewed on glassdoor.ogg 2018-12-01-2456.1M. SND, introduction underscore to underscore web underscore media underscore to underscore merits underscore tana dot mp3 2017-12-31-1832-17M. Text, letter offer conspiracy expose.html 2020-01-19-1257-3.1K. SND, Leather Offer Conspiracy Expose.mp3 2018-01-22334-48M. IMG, QR-Colorado Health Network Reviews Glassdoor-Layout.jpg 2018-10-3545-358K. IMG, QR-Colorado Health Network Reviews Glassdoor.jpg 2017-11-01-34793K. Text, South Beach AIDS Project Reviews underscore Glassdoor.htm 2018-01-22115-234K. Text, to Dr. Phil Show Letter of a Pond Sign Conspiracy Expose.htm 2018-01-22353-82K. SND, Glassdoor-New York AIDS Service Center.mp3 2018-01-21-2336-4.1M. HTTPS www.glassdoor.com reviews employee dash revy.ogg 2018-06-2713-46-886K. KIP file 2020-01-27729-339K. Dash. SND to Glassdoor dash Riri and White Carry Act HIV AIDS Service Agencies.mp3 2017-12-31-2153-16M. Weblink document URL, http://webdomains.realuphuman.net/glassdoor.com/to/glassdoor-riri-and-white-carry-act-hiv-aids-service-agencies.mp3 Weblink document URL, http://webdomains.realuphuman.net/glassdoor.com/to/glassdoor-riri-and-white-carry-act-hiv-aids-service-agencies.mp3 SND, Leather Offer Conspiracy Expose.mp3 2018-01-22334-48M. Weblink document URL, http://webdomains.realuphuman.net/glassdoor.com/letter-offer-conspiracy-exposed.mp3 Weblink document URL, http://webdomains.realuphuman.net/glassdoor.com/letter-offer-conspiracy-exposed.mp3. This audio media file created May 6, 2022. By the @grewup.net PC building, trust binding, truth affirming, dishonesty confronting, informational networking ideal. Comments about this audio, email address, quote, facts don't lie dot hated on dot I died at sign gmail.com, end quote, spelled out fully as, F-A-C-T-S-D-O-N-T-L-I-E dot H-A-T-E-D-O-N dot I D I E D at sign G M A I L dot C O M end quote. I died. Human James Martin Driscoll, born September 1st, 1965, hometown San Bernardino, no longer breathing dead. I died.